Well, a gambling war has erupted in South Australia in the lead up to this weekend's election. Gambling is a real problem in the state, which suffers from unemployment and an ageing demographic. The Wire's Matt Welsh has the story.
Two of the parties in SA's upcoming election, SA Best and the Greens, are coming down hard on gambling, particularly on retail giant Woolworths' involvement in the industry. Shareholder lobbyist Stephen Mayne has come into the state campaign with his own campaign against Woolies.
Woolworths is the most aggressive national operator of poker machines, with more than 12,000 machines and more than $1.5 billion of losses by gamblers on those machines. They tend to push the envelope hardest. So they'll always ask for the maximum number of machines. They'll always keep their venues open for the maximum amount of hours. That's the way they roll as the biggest pokies operator, trying to maximise their profits for their shareholders.
Many of the pubs that hold a maximum 40 pokies are situated in working class areas of Adelaide. Is this by chance or do you think it's premeditated?
Oh no, look, it's long been known that the more under stress a suburb or a council area is, the more vulnerable they are for gambling addiction and for spending more money on poker machines. If you want to be the biggest and most profitable operator of poker machines in Australia, by definition, your business model would be to concentrate your venues in those poorest, most disadvantaged areas, maximise the machine numbers, stay open as many hours as possible, and to make as much money as possible from those people, and that's what Woolworths do.
Acting manager of the Hotels Association in SA is Ian Horn. He says Woolies are by no means as big a problem as the anti-gambling lobby is claiming.
Well, no. Everyone can put the maximum you can have in any hotel or club is 40, and people make an assessment on the size of their business. Now, again, it's one of those pretty dishonest things that they say they deliberately target poor areas. The history of hotels is the highest concentration of poker machines in hotels in South Australia is in the CBD.
The Hotels Association and Woolworths have launched an aggressive advertising campaign in the lead-up to the election, claiming that any restrictions on machine numbers would cause massive job losses.
Well, I don't think it would affect them at all, because the reason we're complaining about Woolworths is that they've been putting in hundreds of thousands of dollars into the Hotels Association, which has been using this money to run misleading campaigns in both Tasmania and now South Australia. So we think that Woolworths, which presents as a values organisation that looks after families and is the fresh food people, we don't think they should be associated with the misleading advertising campaigns, which today the Conversations website has declared that it's not accurate what they've been saying about job losses, and said that it's a gross exaggeration what the AHA has been saying. So we don't think Woolworths, well-respected company, should be associated with such dubious campaigns, and that's why we've asked them to resign their membership.
Ian Horn says the industry is legitimate and an important part of the state's economy.
It would be portrayed by those who would do us damage that somehow this is a wild cowboy operation. In fact, South Australia has been acknowledged as having the most stringent rules and regulations and legislation around gaming. They have mandatory codes of practice. There are significant restrictions on advertising. Restrictions on gaming machine advertising that don't apply to corporate bookmakers, don't apply to the TAB, don't apply to the casino even, which is extraordinary. There's a three-way partnership between government, welfare agency and the industry, and the hotel or club through gaming care or club safe. So that doesn't operate anywhere in Australia. It's quite unique to South Australia, funded exclusively by the hotel. So we have an absolute obligation. We're extraordinarily proud that South Australia has been acknowledged, and we're one of the small players, but South Australia has been acknowledged as a best practice model in terms of safety nets, harm minimisation and responsible service.
I asked Stephen Mayne if he felt that Saturday's election had been influenced by outside interests.
A particular lobby group, in this case the gambling industry, spent so much money and been so prominent trying to swing the election a certain way to satisfy their commercial profits. So I think it's very disappointing, and perhaps we need to look at introducing some form of regulations or spending limits on how much a sectional interest protecting their commercial profits is allowed to spend to try and influence what the voters do on election day.
That's Stephen Mayne, journalist and shareholder activist, finishing that report by The Wire's Matt Welch.